The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
And one of the things that this First Street Smart and Final has that's really delicious is their macaroni salad. You know, Gucci and I love potato salads and macaroni salads. Anything with mayonnaise, because Gucci and I love mayonnaise. And 2 points here. Those of you who don't like mayonnaise, you need help. And the second thing is, it is pronounced mayonnaise, not mayonnaise, not... It fucking drives me crazy when somebody says mayonnaise. It's not even spelled close to mayonnaise. And when they say, give me a ham on rye, hold the mayo, they don't say hold the man. They say hold the mayo. Because it's mayonnaise, lovies, okay? Mayonnaise. And it's delicious.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It fucking drives me crazy when somebody says mayonnaise.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1098 of the BFO for Thursday! The 12th of April, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all have got voice letters, and I've still got this package to open. Big Fatty, will there be monies? Hello, Maisies. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? It sounds coney to me. Hi, everyone. I hope you're thirsty. Is going well, y'all. I say it that way because, y'all, it is the best day of the week for Big Fatty because I will be taking far right off from the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And, y'all, that's because I'm going over to the Hara Hotel. And, y'all, we'll be over there and,
mayonnaise
over there for a Hara event. Y'all, it's kind of a smaller Hara event. I think they're only going to be about 30 people, 30 to 35 people. Whereas, you know, the horror group, we usually have around 100. So, y'all, but y'all, the nice thing about this one is Big Fatty doesn't have to do a damn thing but arrive. Big Fatty, you got to set up your portable sling. Well, okay. And y'all, I will be over there all weekend long, so that should be loads of fun. Big Fatty, please don't say things like that when you're talking about the horror. So anyway, y'all, I got to tell you about something that Trucker Alex sent to me. Y'all, it is an app. It's an app that is called, let me see if I can find it now. What's it called? Big Fatty, you should be better prepared. But y'all, it's interesting.
Mayonnaise.
And it's kind of a quiz I guess it is. Y'all, it's called the Logos Quiz. Big Fatty, of course it's the Logos Quiz. And, y'all, what it does is, and it was absolutely free when I downloaded it in the iTunes store. Oh, y'all, that is a hamburger patty and some stewed squash. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. Y'all, it is the Logos Quiz. And y'all, what it is that it puts these different pieces of logos from different companies on your screen, and you have to tip a tap on it, and then you
mayonnaise.
You guess what it is, and every time you guess, the quicker you guess, the more points you get. And y'all, if you get close, it'll tell you that you're kind of close. You know, you may have spelled something a little wrong or something like. But y'all, it's quite the quiz. I mean, it's difficult, and y'all the. But I'm up to level 4 on it, and but y'all, the thing that I'm very surprised about, very very surprised about, y'all, is that I have not seen a logo for the Hellman's Mayonnaise, or the Blue Plate Mayonnaise. Or the Kraft Mayonnaise, or what? Well, there's some other ones too.
Mayonnaise.
The Duke's in the South. It is the Duke's Mayonnaise. So, y'all, I'm sure, but I'm only on level 4. I'm sure that those Mayonnaise logos are on the difficult levels. I think there's 8 levels or something, y'all. anyway, so that's that, y'all. It was a busy day in the coal mine, y'all. I got to say, I knew Big Freddy, what did you know? I knew I shouldn't have said yesterday that my back wasn't hurting me, because y'all, my back just about killed me on hump day, y'all. Speaking of hump day, y'all, I had a message from my almost regular gentleman caller. Came in at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I was here at the Fat Cave. Went back, took my pants off, came out here, saw I had the message at 5:11. Because, you know, y'all, you got a TT after you take your pants off. Be ready, please! Y'all, I replied back and said, yes, I'd love for you to come by. And y'all hadn't heard a word. Hadn't heard a word. Not a damn word. Dear sweet Gussie.
Mayonnaise.
So, y'all, I guess I'm out. I'm shit out of luck, Big Fatty. You're on the shit list. Y'all, speaking of that, evidently that new little show about being on the shit list has been no. They have said no. I don't know why, but anyway. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, Big Freddy, you've got a package to open, I hope. I hope it's mayonnaise. Well, I hope it's not. Yes.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Y'all, I'm going to learn one of these days to open the packages before I open the cards. But even though I really like those cards, and y'all, evidently, I am on the shit list. Speaking of being on the shit list, I'm on the shit list with the number 3 fan of the BFO and the Boss Boy, because evidently there was some sort of conspiracy or something to send Big Fatty a card. And no, I did not sign the Boss Boy's name, and it did not have his name on there. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Y'all just run around the house with your pants off singing Big Fatty songs. I don't care. All right, y'all. Well, this is, I'm opening the package here, and y'all, it is, oh, dear, I gotta see, what is this here? This is from, Melissa the Confused. Y'all, you know, she's down there in the California, eh? Y'all, speaking of people in the California, y'all hadn't heard the first thing from that Melissa Miranda, Melinda, I don't remember what they're calling her nowadays. Y'all, I think she's just died over there in that Soames bar, but you know that, that Melissa the Confused and Mama the Confused, you know, y'all, they are always, I hadn't heard from them in a while either, y'all. But y'all, they have sent me something here. Oh dear God. Oh Lord. Big Fatty. You know, y'all, I had everybody and their brother tell me about the bacon coffin. A couple of weeks ago, and y'all, there was even a video. Old Digger sent me a video of the bacon coffin. But y'all, before the bacon coffin came out, everybody was sending me the information about this product. And now, y'all, I have now received my very own sample of bacon lube. Be ready, please. y'all, it looks like a little thing of lube, y'all, and I'm just gonna open it up. I'm not going to use it here on the little show, because you know that'd be vulgar. That would be vulgar. And y'all, why I can't get it open?
Mayonnaise.
All right, let me just squirt some on my finger. Big fatty, squirt it on your finger. Just squirt it on your finger. Y'all, there must be a seal on it. There is. No wonder you couldn't squirt it on your finger. Y'all, it smells like... Oh, it actually smells pretty good.
Mayonnaise.
Big fatty, you can... That brings new meaning to getting porked. Big fatty... Getting porked with the bacon lube. Oh, that's just lovely. Well, thank you, Melissa the Confused. Did Mama go in on that also? Was she responsible, or is she gonna be? Is she just gonna be horrified? Horrified, Big Fatty. Who knows? Who knows? You know all those. Yes, Big Fatty, just move forward. All those people in California—they're either talking about bacon lube or money. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today was the old coal miner's luncheon. And, y'all, there she was. You know who it was, y'all. You know from the music, y'all, the skull. The skull returned to the coal mine today. And, y'all, she had on what do you call those? It's lime green and a hot blue. You know, bright is those bright colors, those neon colors, green and blue dress. And y'all, she was a ray of I don't know what the hell she was, but y'all, there's one thing, y'all, she bitched and complained about the meal. She didn't like the meatballs, and that's okay.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's that John Kobeck, New York, New York. The 13th number call.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was that John Kobeck up there in New York, New York. So nice they named it twice, but y'all, he's evidently having some sort of cellular telephonic device maladies. So, y'all, but the good thing is he did call back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's John Kobeck again. That fucking Verizon disconnected me. And I had to call you back. Anyway, congratulations on losing the 15 pounds. I'm very happy for you. That's about what I lost on that diet. I have a question.
Yeah, Gussie John, you know if there's going to be a question, that we have got to play the musical introduction for the Axe Big Fatty segment. Y'all, by the way, nobody else plays musical intros for their segments unless there's a segment about Monet's Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Old Dick. I see I'm not going to lose. Big Fatty. Y'all, as you know, John Kobeck's got a question for Big Fatty. So, John, please ask your question. Yes.
How, what exactly are you eating? Can you elaborate? What do you have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch? What do you have for dinner? Typically, on a typical day, I would like to know. We need to know details. breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Please, Big Fatty, help us. Thank you for calling, Rabbit Rabbit.
Oh, Dick, I see. Miss Bacon, he may get an extra entry into the contest or something. I don't know. John, thank you for your congratulatory remarks. And what does Big Fatty eat? Well, y'all, for brofkas, it's pretty standard. I either have a couple of pieces of the good black forest bacon. And an egg with some extra egg whites added, and I'm eventually going to get to the point where I'm just having a little egg whites, and two pieces of the Ezekiel bread with a little bit of butter on one of them, and I have the coffee.
Mayonnaise.
Then mid morning I have a little apple snack, and then for lunch I will have. Some protein, either some, you know, spaghetti or a hamburger patty or some chicken or... Oh, Big Fatty, your time's up! Anyway, John, I'll continue that with, because, you know, this is a long answer for a very good question. I'll have something like that or, you know, some cone beef or whatever the meat is. And I'll have a good sized serving of that, and then I'll either have some vegetables that I've cooked, or you know, put one of those steaming bags in, and have some broccoli or something like that with a little lemon on it, and then for my supper, I have you know I'll fiber after that also, and for my supper I have.
Mayonnaise.
I'll have another serving of protein, whatever it might be, and I'll either have a solid or some more vegetables. Usually, a second serving of vegetables with my supper, and then later in the evening, I will have some of the ice cream. The coconut milk, no sugar added ice cream, y'all. It is delicious. It comes in a pint container, and I get about four servings out of it.
Mayonnaise.
And y'all, it's just lovely. And y'all, if I get a little hungry at some point, I get those rotisserie chickens, and I pull the meat off of them. So I'll go in and I'll eat some of that, or I'll what else do I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. You're supposed to be telling us. I'll have a glass of the vanilla flavored almond milk, which is it's really quite good. The unsweetened, it's really quite good. So that's kind of what I do, John. It's it sometimes it gets a little boring. But I try to do something to keep it fresh. And so anyway, and y'all, I was down to like 146 and a half this. Oh dear, I see. This morning. So there you have it. So I've almost lost 20 pounds since I started all this, y'all. Big Fatty, you just gonna waste away to nothing. We're gonna have to. Start filling you with some of that bacon lube. You know, Big Fatty, do you have anything that you use when you run out of bacon lube, like mayonnaise, maybe? So, anyway. So, John, there you go. Y'all, I didn't quite finish with all my cellular telephonic device messages, but that's why we have a Friday show. So, Vonzi, what you think of this?
Fucking drives me crazy when somebody says mayonnaise.
Oh, I don't say that. I say mayonnaise. That's the way to say it.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meh!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.